Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome. It is yet another day. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Luko Mkwedi Phuthi and I'm absolutely thrilled to be joining you once again. Happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. I am not flying solo. I am with Mfundisi Umoyo. Good afternoon, Mfundisi.
Good afternoon, Sis Luko.
How are you?
No, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, live and kicking.
Blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome back. Unfortunately, let me alert you, it looks like we will not be live on YouTube this afternoon, having some technical glitches. But the great news is we're still on the airwaves and you are able to listen to us via our website, definitely. We're still live there. It's only the YouTube streaming that is not available at the moment. So, Fundesi, we are already at 20 past 12 and I know there's just so much loaded in your spirit this afternoon. What do you have for us, Mfundo?
Amen, amen, amen,
amen. Amen.
Greetings to our listeners. In the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We really value your time to listen to us, and we do believe that we add value as well.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, by the help of the Spirit of God, of course. So today we are going to read the Bible from the book of Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse 6, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to 11. I think we can go there.
And scripture says, "And it occurred on another Sabbath that when he went into the synagogue and taught, a man was present whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees kept watching Jesus to see whether he would actually heal on the Sabbath, in order that they might get some ground for accusation against him. But he was aware all along of their thoughts. And he said to the man with the withered hand, 'Come and stand here in the midst.' And he rose and stood. Then Jesus said to them, 'I ask you, is it lawful and right on the Sabbath to do good, so that someone derives advantage from it, or to do evil, to save a life and make a soul safe, or to destroy it?' Then he glanced around at them and said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' And he did so, and his hand was fully restored like the other one. But they were filled with lack of understanding and senseless rage and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus." Bless the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm. Amen. Thank you so much. Where we read today, there are a few things that I want us to underline. In as much as it's a Bible story, that is very motivational from a balcony point of view, especially if you are looking at it as an outsider, not the recipient of the event happening.
Okay.
Because if you are a recipient or a victim of what was happening here, then you appreciate
the day.
You understand.
Yeah,
appreciate the day of this man's miracle.
Come on.
That is why in life, many a times, people only appreciate the hand of God and the presence of God and the love of God.
Okay.
When they go through tough seasons and tough situations and God delivers them out, you know, that's when they appreciate that God is indeed alive.
True.
But until then, if it hasn't happened to you, you don't really invest yourself, even emotions, into the context of the passage.
Okay.
So now, in as much as it's a beautiful story, but I want somebody to also invest their emotions, go into the script, and be in the scenario.
Okay.
So that you can understand what was happening here. And so that you can also position yourself to receive if you're asking from God.
Mm.
And that everything that happens scripturally or biblically, we must understand that it is God orchestrated.
Yeah.
And also there are lessons to extrapolate from there.
Mm.
You know, in as much as it's a story, but there are lessons that we can write down.
Mm.
So as a matter of fact, I want us to write down these few points here as we have read, so that we can see as to what led to the miracle to happen.
Yeah.
Because miracles don't just happen. Mm. I always tell people that there must be this cooperation, co-participation between God and the one who is the recipient of the miracle.
Mm.
So the relationship between you and God, it must be collegiable.
Okay.
So now, number one, the story tells us that there is a man who has a condition that looks like it was permanent.
Okay.
And when people who were living with this man's condition, they had accepted that this man is like this.
Okay.
And the Bible identifies the problem with this man. It was the right hand that was withered.
Mm.
So it simply means when you do the research in terms of the physiology side of the hand.
Okay.
It simply means the blood was no longer flowing into that hand.
Okay.
So
it's almost dead.
So it's dead.
Mm.
The hand is not functional.
Mm.
The blood veins, the arteries, the blood tissues are worn out. They are not responsive. So the blood can't flow to that man's hand. So that's why it's a withered hand. It is there, but it is useless for this man.
Yeah, it's there, but it's not there.
You understand?
Yeah,
it's non-functional.
Mm.
So this is a frustration of a man who is living with this condition.
Mm.
He has a hand that is not helpful.
Yet there are people who are worried about a day.
You understand?
True.
You understand? That's why we have to invest ourselves in the context so that we can understand.
Mm.
And also, it helps us also to how to interact with other people so that you don't just you don't just behave haphazardly to people's situations and conditions because you are on the standpoint of privilege.
Mm. Ooh.
You see?
Come on.
If you are on the standpoint of privilege, you never understand what somebody is going through.
True.
And what they are suffering.
Oh,
you hear what I'm trying to say. Because you are privileged, you have got both hands, they are functional, they are active, they are, you understand.
So you don't know what it means.
So you don't want to know what it means when somebody say, please help me.
Sure.
When somebody say, help me, it's easy to say you are lazy. It's easy to say, but why me?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to say no, but you understand, there is always an excuse around trying to justify why you can't make it through. You see?
I always say to Dr. Mangat, when he explains issues of homelessness, and I said growing up, my dad would always shout at the little kids and say, these kids that don't want to be disciplined, you know, street kids. And the older I grow, the more I understand that life can take a quick turn and you could end up on the street.
Amen. Amen.
But that made sense when you would explain it like that when I was a child. But now that I'm older, I'm like, that was speaking from a point of privilege.
Amen.
Because you don't know that little boy's story.
Yes, you don't know. Yes, exactly. You see.
Sure.
So, but the God that we serve is the same God on the mountain, is the same God of the valley.
Come on.
One way or the other, life has got a way of turning things around. God forbid. To those who are listening.
True.
God forbid.
True.
You mustn't be in that situation where you are on top and then you have to experience
being at the bottom.
Being at the bottom.
Sure.
You know, because all pants are gawi.
All
pants are gawi. If you are down, you don't fall. The only option is going up. But when you are already there, be careful.
Sure.
Be careful. All pants are gawi.
Sure.
You understand?
Clearly, Mfundis.
Even if you're at some point down, I know somebody might say, but Nathi sike saba phansi. Yes, we are here where we are. It's true. But
the
remain
only
humbled
from down
even
is
when
up.
You are there.
Yeah.
When you are there, it's not an excuse to be rude or arrogant or think other people are lazy or they are not doing enough to make it there.
True.
You were just graced. You were just graced to... You understand?
Clearly, Mfundis.
With all humility and being sensitive, now I'm talking about something that is very sensitive. No one wishes to be born crippled. No one wishes to be born blind.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying.
Mm.
So is also prosperity and success. There's no one who doesn't want to be prosperous.
Hey, Mfundis.
There's no one who doesn't.
No one can just choose to be lazy when they can actually be prosperous.
In fact, some of the people that are called lazy and are criticized, some of them, they knock at your door. The same person who is going around saying they are lazy, they don't want, but they've knocked at your door with all qualifications, with all business papers, with everything, and you have the means and the power to connect them so that they can also stand on their feet, but you are not doing it. Then tomorrow it's easy to say you have a withered hand. You see?
Yeah.
So this man, now I want us to look at something here. Number one, it's positioning.
Okay.
Positioning. Whether in business, in ministry, or in life in general, when you want to receive your miracle, when you want to get to your destiny, positioning is everything.
Amen.
We will find it here how this man positioned himself. Positioning is everything. Number one, positioning. Number two, consistency. Life requires consistency.
Amen.
If you want to be the master or the champion, you must be able to bear the punches too.
Come on.
You are not called a champion because you are now wearing the crown and you have got accolades. Even the punches and the experiences, those painful experiences, they account for championship.
Man.
Any person who is called a champion, you must know that you are not a champion until you were competing, you succeeded. Or you were fighting, you succeeded. Mm. Or you were in a battle, you succeeded.
Okay. There must be something to be conquered.
There must be something that you conquered to be called a champion.
Mm.
You are not just called a champion for nothing.
Yeah.
If you are a champion, it's because we have seen the traces and we have gone through your footsteps. And we have realized that there are many bears and lions that you have killed before you became a king.
Oh, Gosiam.
You are like David.
Mm.
You see. Now, also number two, we have to take cognizance of the issue of taking instruction.
All right.
Taking instruction without being offended.
Mm-hmm.
Taking instruction without being offended. I'll explain all these things. Those who are writing down, you can write this thing. Now, and that also, you can put / obedience.
Okay.
Obedience doesn't matter whether you see it that way or not. You just do as he says.
You just obey.
That's why Mary says to them, whatever he says, just do it. And at that time, they were lacking wine. Like wine was finished. Now Mary is trying to manage their senses, their mind, you know, their intellectual prowess, to say there are those who reason and say, but wine, the fermentation phase of wine and process takes 2 weeks or 3 months or years. It depends which wine you are brewing, you know.
Yeah.
But this one that Jesus is saying, it doesn't make sense. So in other words, Mary is trying to say, take your sense out of this.
Oh, he's a blogger.
Yeah, take your sense out of this. Sometimes the things of God, they require you to have a spiritual sense, not your human sense.
Could it be possible?
You need to have God sense.
Could it be possible that we're hindering him because we're busy trying to figure things out and make sense out of them?
Yes.
So we don't move.
You don't move to the next phase because your senses are telling you. And once your senses reason, fear comes in, doubt comes in, and everything collapses. You see?
Sure.
But now obedience doesn't matter. You do as he says. You see. Now there's something again. The last point is life will stretch you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Yo.
We hear Jesus saying, stretch forth your hand.
Okay.
The question is, but Jesus, are you not superior? Are you not supernatural?
Mm.
Why can't you? There is a verse that I know. You know, when you are brethren, we want to take those verses that suits us.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says, you sent your word. It healed them all. Send your word. Let it heal me. But this time, Jesus wanted to see this man's efforts.
All right.
He says, stretch forth your hand. I'm here. Yes, I'm in front of you. I'm Jesus.
Okay.
But I want you to do something.
Sure.
I want you to do something. Stretch forth your hand. Mm. Because Jesus would have touched this man's hand like he did to Peter's mother-in-law. Peter's mother-in-law, Jesus gets there. He finds that this woman, she's shivering with fever. You know, he touches her. Immediately, the fever left. You know, to some, Jesus will just say, your faith has made you whole.
Come on.
But to this one, it was a difficult instruction.
Sure.
I can imagine if I was this man, I could have maybe referenced back and say, no, but this is not how you did it to Bartimaeus.
This is not how you heal.
No, this is not how you heal. This can't be God. This can't
be
God.
This is all
you. You understand? That's how we always want to confine God when he says stretch.
Ooh.
When God says stretch, you always demonize everything. You want to say this is demonic. This is a spiritual attack because God is stretching you. You don't realize it's not the devil. God is himself is saying, I'm not going to do it for you.
Sure.
Just follow my word.
Mm.
If you follow my word, that says stretch forth. That word has life in it.
Come on.
In as much as that hand needs life, because the only thing that was missing in that hand was the blood.
Come on.
Blood carries life.
Mm.
So when Jesus says stretch forth, his word carries life. So the life from his word, this man was supposed to just believe the word and do as it says. The power and the ability is in the word, not in the strength of a man.
Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
So these are the 4 points that I want us to look into today, delve deeper. Now, first point is positioning yourself.
All right.
Now, why am I saying this? Because the Bible states it clear that it occurred on another Sabbath.
All right.
So this was not occasional for Jesus to go to that church all the time. Because Jesus, you must understand, he was a nomad roaming around. Today is in Capernaum. Tomorrow is in Galilee. Tomorrow is in Ephesus. Tomorrow is somewhere in Corinth. Tomorrow is you understand?
Yes.
So this time, so he didn't announce that he was coming to this synagogue. So he comes to the synagogue unannounced as a culture for him that if I am here around, this is the church that I go to. And when I get there, they always give me chance to preach or teach. So this is exactly what happens here.
Yeah.
That is exactly how it happened here. So Jesus visits the synagogue on that day. He's going there as religiously so. He's going there to teach. He's going there to fellowship. Now, this man, he is there. So that's positioning yourself.
All right.
Remember at the times of Jesus, now we are privileged. Right now I'm sitting here in Pretoria. Someone in Puluwan is listening to me. Someone in Northwest is listening.
Yeah.
Someone in Namibia is listening. Someone in USA is listening. Someone here in South Africa, depending which province, doesn't matter which province, is listening.
True.
So it's easy because there is social media. Nowadays, it's easy for your visibility and influence to go.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you post yourself on Facebook, you're on radio, you're
over.
On TV, then everyone wants to follow you.
True.
You see. So this year with Jesus, there was no media. There was no social media. So you had to position yourself right. If you, especially here, it doesn't say he heard that Jesus was coming there. Unlike Bartimaeus, who heard that Jesus was going to pass by, then he had to position himself to go and stand by the street or way where Jesus was going to pass by. But this one, it was a different story. It is not said that Jesus announced his going to the synagogue.
Okay.
So it is positioning yourself so that your miracle finds you in the right place at the right time. You understand? So timing and positioning is everything.
Definitely.
In life. You see. So now, where do we get the positioning part? I can mention few verses so that it can strengthen my case.
Okay.
The man called Bartimaeus, he hears that Jesus is going to pass by. Number one, he says, position me where he's going to pass by. I don't want to miss this man. Position me. So he goes there. He doesn't see. He's blind. He goes there next to the street where Jesus is going to pass by. He keeps on asking. As he passed by, they say no. Now, all of a sudden, there is a loud noise. People are ululating. People are making a joyful noise because Jesus now is coming and is passing by.
Okay.
Now, all of a sudden, Bartimaeus also, he raises his voice. Somehow, his voice catches Jesus' attention.
Okay.
But now, I want us to look at the location. It is because he is at the right place, at the right time. You see. Now, if Jesus, if Bartimaeus was calling on Jesus in his own room,
all right,
and Jesus is passing by somewhere else, it was not going to make sense. Even though he's saying the right words, Jesus,
sure.
Son of David, have
sure.
mercy on me. But the location where he is,
it mattered.
Now, what am I saying to somebody? When we announce, each and every denomination, they always announce Sunday service starts from 9 to 12. And your pastor goes to an extent to make posters for you. Some they go to radio stations. They pay for you. They pay TV for you so that you can know where that pastor is going to be.
Yeah.
You understand? So positioning is everything. Yes, there is a verse that says, close your house, close your room, sit there and pray. But it's occasional. In fact, your house should be your altar anyway.
Come on.
You know, it should be something that you do it religiously. You know, spontaneously. You should at some time lock your house, lock yourself in and pray.
Listen.
In that secret place. You understand? But there are some things that requires you to go position yourself. Like Bartimaeus did. Even the man by the beautiful gate. Now, the Bible says every day his friends will take him right there by the beautiful gate, sit him there the whole day. Whether it's raining or not, they'll leave him there, dump him there. You'll see his way out. You see.
Waiting for that day of a miracle.
Waiting for that day of the miracle. But on this case, this man, his positioning was more of receiving alms because he knew that that's his marketplace. That's where people pass by to go to the temple.
Yeah.
So chances are before they go to the temple, they've got offerings. They can always share with him. Instead of giving 100 rand, they'll give 80 rand. That 20 rand remains with him. You see, somebody will also throw in 5 rand. Somebody will give t-shirts, whatever.
Yeah.
So they always think about him because they are passing by there and he's positioned right. But now Peter sees something now to say, no, but what we are doing to this man, we are only giving him temporal solutions. But there is a permanent solution called Jesus.
Come on.
You know, if this man can have Jesus, he has a temporal, he has a permanent solution. So instead of us coming here every day, we give him food, we give him money. Tomorrow he's going to come. Let us give him a permanent solution.
Come on.
You know, I pray that you meet such kind of association, people who look at your situation, not gossip about it, but see to it, go to lengths to say, let's have a permanent solution for our friend. Let's have a permanent solution for our brother.
Amen.
Let's have a permanent solution for our family member. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Because abantu bayakhathala. That's people get tired.
It's true.
You can't keep on going to one and same person asking for this. Mm. It doesn't matter the amount.
Mm.
If you're asking 20,000, even if you come and ask for 100 rand, people get tired. They will tell you, I don't have it, while they have 50 million in the bank account.
Oh, Buddhism,
but you know
true.
What? Because they are tired.
Mm.
People get tired. The reason around your begging, your asking, your help, you understand?
Mm.
So now Peter says, no. Gold and silver I do not have. Today I'm going to give you a permanent solution. In the name of Jesus, arise and walk. In other words, arise and do it yourself.
Mm.
Now I'm giving you a push start. Here's my push start. Go do your business. You understand?
Yeah.
So he helps him even to stand up. Immediately that man, he limped into the church. But now, what caused that man to receive his miracle was positioning himself right.
Amen.
If he was seated in his house, he wasn't going to be healed.
He never would have seen Jesus.
You understand? Mm. So is this man with a withered hand. This man was, it's as if he was consistent, because if he didn't know that Jesus was coming there. So it simply meant this was just a church goer, a believer.
Mm.
He had even forgotten about his situation and his condition.
Sure.
To him, he loved God so much that I can't miss a Sunday service.
Oh, man.
You see? So now when consistency meets positioning, a miracle happens.
Come on.
You see? So this man kept on going there to the synagogue as religiously so, you know, loves God, loves the word of God, even though he had a condition.
Yeah.
But because the law of consistency says, if you do this over and over and over and over,
the results
will come.
Yeah.
Whether positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
Come on. Impendulo ziyabuya.
Ziyabuya. Whether into emboyenza njalo njalo, it will come back and bite you.
Sure.
Or it will come back and bless you.
Sure.
So consistency produces results.
Mm.
That's why today I'm saying to somebody, don't give up.
Mm.
Don't give up. Keep on doing it. Go back to that business. In fact, that's what Jesus says to the disciples when he finds them giving up, washing their nets. He says, no, go back.
Hey.
Do it again. But this time, go deeper.
Yeah.
In other words, going deeper, it simply means now, this time, we are going to, you need to be invested in this. If you need resources, go find better resources.
Amen.
But do it. Go back there.
Mm.
Don't give up. So I'm saying to somebody, despite your condition, don't give up.
Mm.
Position yourself right. If it's your business, make sure you attend those business seminars where you meet other business people.
Mm.
Position yourself right. You see, have those meetings. Go, attend them. It doesn't matter whether something comes up today, but you are solidifying those relationships.
Mm.
Relationships are currency.
Once people say, socializing your habits.
Exactly. Socializing, in fact, in business is called social capital.
Mm.
Your network is your net worth.
Yep.
You see?
Yeah.
Once they get used to your face, they will trust you. One day they will give you a Smolanyana project.
That is so true.
You understand?
Mm.
One day they will give you a Smolanyana project. It's either it's because you are nagging, they keep on seeing you, or they are helping you out of a goodwill, but you are scoring. When what matters is when are you, whether they did it because they are trying to say, hey, let's get rid of this guy, he's nagging, you know. But at least when are your consistency is bringing results.
Mm.
You understand?
Yep.
So keep on showing up. Keep on showing up. Keep on showing up. Keep on showing up. Keep on showing up.
Amen.
You know, keep on showing up in that workplace, even if they don't recognize you now. But the power of visibility, when it lands and collides on you, you will be lifted.
Hey.
You will be promoted. Keep on showing up. It's difficult. Yes, sometimes you even borrow money to go to work.
Mm.
Keep on showing up.
Mm.
The law of consistency has results.
Come on.
So this man kept on showing up. But he was rightly positioned on that day. Because if he was praying in his own house and Jesus is in the synagogue, he was not going to get anything.
Yeah.
So it's very important. I'm now encouraging somebody to say, fellowship is divine. Fellowship is divine. If you understand that word, fellowship is divine. Mm. It simply means that 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in the presence of God, it can change the rest of your life.
Amen.
It's all about positioning.
Mm.
You know, I'm talking to young people now. Position yourself very well. You know, position yourself very well. Do those courses. Mm. Go to university.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Go to university. You can't replace laziness with prayer. You know, nowadays everyone wants to be a prayer warrior, but they are doing nothing on the ground.
Eish.
They are doing nothing on the ground.
Benza only masbabuga.
So go to university, study very well. Now, you also need to look at the current world. We are living in the 21st century world where things are digital. Whatever you are studying, make sure that it's in line with where we are going 5 years from now.
That is so true.
Because very soon, you see, everything is going to be digital.
Mm.
COVID introduced us to social media.
World.
We were fellowshipping in the digital. It's going there again. It's going to go there. There is a point where even you understand, we need to have screens all over the walls, and then you as the pastor, they have to connect with you via social media. You see, some are already doing it because they are looking at the attendance. People are saying, we don't have petrol to come to church, but I have data to tune in.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's why some of the meetings nowadays, it's not really necessary that I can drive from here to Northern Cape, unless it's really, I'm going to sign, or it's really, really, really pressing or necessary, you know. But people always do nowadays Teams.
Yeah, virtual meetings.
Virtual meetings and the productive decisions come from there. WhatsApp meetings. WhatsApp meetings, you join each other, you are six of you there. You make a decision.
Yeah.
After that, you send documents, you sign, it's done.
Some even do e-signatures.
You see, yes.
Yeah.
You know, there's another businesswoman. She was telling me she's into trucking and construction as well, this side of Mpumalanga in Witbank. She says, you know, I've many clients that I don't even know, but they buy the call from her, but you have never seen them.
Interesting.
Yeah. Everything is signed digital. They put the money, they go get the purchase order, they go and purchase their call. It's business. It's business. They only know each other on phones. Hello, I'm waiting for my product. You understand?
Mm.
So that's where the world is going. So young people, position yourself very right. Mm. Position yourself very right. You know, even to us pastors as well. Position yourself very right.
Yeah.
Even your teachings, you must be able to see that in the next 10 years, who are going to be your audience?
Yeah.
Who is going to be your audience? Because if this generation that is growing is modernized, but when you keep on, you are being traditional. And ogogo baloke bayashona. Abantu abasha bayazalwa.
Eish.
You will soon be phased out.
Yeah.
You will soon be phased out. This generation esikuyo, I'm speaking this with all humility. This generation esikuyo, ayisafuni ukugcotshiswa ngamafutha. You can't come with a David and that doctrine to say David was anointed to be a king. Come tomorrow, I want to anoint all of you. This generation will tell you no. But the Holy Spirit anointed the apostles.
Come on.
So why do we need to? So you need to also advance as well. Even your packaging of your teachings as well. Recognize the people. You must be like the sons of Issachar, who knew what to do.
Yeah.
And they knew the seasons and what to do in those seasons.
Yeah.
You see. So you look at your environment as well.
True.
You see, that I'm in the city. Who am I preaching to?
Okay.
Am I in the township? Who am I preaching to? Because the culture is different. Somebody who is coming from the township and from the suburb is different. So your packaging must also be in line of who you are, who is your audience.
Yeah. You're reminding me, for instance, one pastor said, when you don't understand where you are.
Exactly.
You're going to look for a mega church in Makaya where there's less than 20 people.
I mean, you understand.
You're going to cross the wires.
Exactly.
Somehow.
You understand. Mm. So that's positioning yourself.
Mm.
You keep on speaking when in you are preaching in Zulu or in Sotho or in Pedi. You are going to be a local pastor. You are going to be a local pastor. You are not going to be global. Then the next thing now, you see a Nigerian who is making influence and waves out there, you are jealous. Hey, nilandela ma Nigeria. Hey, nilandela ma Americans. No, you are speaking out of place of bitterness.
True.
You are given the chance to practice. Even though your English is not fluent, try.
Push, my friend.
Push. In 5 years' time, you practice makes perfect. Consistency pays.
You'll end up doing strange things, seeking foreign powers.
Yes.
Because you want what you're not prepared.
Yes.
And positioned for.
Yes. I like it. What you are not what?
Prepared and positioned for.
Mm. You understand?
Mm.
So positioning is more like preparation.
Mm.
Position yourself right.
Mm.
You will receive right.
Sure.
You see?
That sounds funny, but you're so right, Mfunis. If I'm always going to sit here and speak Xhosa because, hey, it's my language, I'm going to embrace it, I'll only be relevant to the Xhosa
population. No, you lose some people along the line. I made that decision. Of course, yes, at first my church was, people were coming in numbers because I was, you know, this Zulu teacher, you understand, preacher, you understand. And then I realized, no, but I'm attracting only Zulus, Ndebeles, and Swatis,
the Ngunis,
you understand, and the Xhosas. But that's not what God has called me for. I'm global, I'm international.
Call for the nations.
You understand, I go out to Swaziland, I go to Lesotho, preach out there. So why can't I do this here in the local church we're going to have a diversity in the church?
Yeah.
You see?
That's true.
Where we can see an Indian, a colored, and a black man and a white man in one house worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
Oh, man. Someone in Nice Namfundis is listening to this word.
Amen.
Bless you, Lemiji. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Fundis.
So positioning is everything. This man, he did not just receive his miracle there and there. You can see it took him time. It's a man with a withered hand.
Come on.
So that withered hand, it was not a one day or a week.
Mm.
It took him years to get to the process of getting his full miracle or healing encounter with Jesus.
Come on.
Consistency attracted Jesus on the day.
Yeah.
Consistency attracts results.
Come on.
You see. Maybe next week, for the sake of time, let me continue on the two that I left, which is taking instructions and obedience and stretching in life.
Come on.
Life will stretch you whether you like it or not.
I like that.
So life will stretch you. Life will stretch you. I'm telling you, Sis Luko, whether you are a pastor, you are a president, life will stretch you. You are a businessman. We can see you driving Range Rovers. You are staying in a beautiful mansion. But you and life, you know where you are with life. Life will stretch you. And it doesn't mean Jesus is absent. He is the one, in fact, sometimes who says, stretch forth your hand.
Sure.
In other words, this comes from you.
Mm.
There must be a collegiable relationship between your God, his word, and your actions.
Come on.
You work hand in glove.
Come on.
Moses, what do you have in your hand? I have a rod. Okay, use it. Otherwise, if you don't use it, you are going to die. Egyptians are coming for you.
Come on.
You see?
Sure. Pauline, thank you so much to you as well. Good day at the studio. Thank you for the lesson, Pastor Moyo. For this, we are running out of time, unfortunately, so we've got to take
Amen.
This one more song. Thank you so much. This is really appreciated.
Amen. Thank you
God
so
bless.
Much. God bless. Bye.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.